Good morning.
Good morning.
Gonna do a little pinch hitting here. Please stand for the call to worship. This is the day that the Lord hath made.
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For your sake, your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives all our sins. And by his authority, I declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Everlasting God, you give strength to the weak and power to the faint. Make us agents of your healing and wholeness, that your good news may be known to the ends of your creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Welcome, Sean. Sorry. The first reading is from Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out to the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in. Who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing? Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth, when he blows upon them and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me, or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please read Psalm 147 responsively with me. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God, for he is gracious, and a song of praise is fitting. He heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds.
He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names.
Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure.
The Lord lifts up the downtrodden. He casts the wicked to the ground.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre.
He covers the heavens.
He gives to the animals their food and to the young ravens when they cry.
His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the speed of the runner.
But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, and those who hope in his steadfast love.
He has not dealt with us with any other nation. They do not know his ordinances. Praise the Lord.
The second reading is from 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. If I proclaim the gospel, this gives me no ground for boasting, for an obligation is laid on me, and woe to me if I do not proclaim the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am entrusted with a commission. When that is my reward, just this, that in my proclamation I may make the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my rights in the gospel. For though I am free with respect to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew, in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so that I might win those outside the law. To the weak I become weak, so that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that I might by all means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessings. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Christ.
As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door, and he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring town so that I may proclaim the message there also. For that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise be to Christ.
You may be seated. I'll take a nap this afternoon. Thank you again, Kevin. And Kathy, who has their phone on in church? Jeez. Glad you did. Well, I didn't remember who was up today. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I am happy to be here with you all. So, on Friday, I was getting ready to write my sermon, and I got a notification on my phone. It was from MyChart. Anyone here familiar with MyChart? Everyone's like, yeah, I know what that is. So if you don't know what MyChart is, it's a program that keeps your medical records online and in one place, one very safe place, the internet. So the notification, it reminded me of an upcoming appointment I have this week. On Monday, my yearly physical, I can't wait. So, as always, it asked me if I wanted to check in, and as always, when it comes to sermon writing or pretty much anything, I'm happy to procrastinate, so I started checking in, and it asked some basic info. It wanted to know my address, my insurance, my allergies, and any medications that I'm taking. And if any of you have ever used MyChart and checked in on it, that next tab is a little more ominous, right? It says, tries to be nice about it. It says, health issues, right? Health issues. So I click on the tab and it's pre-populated for me, right? Because it knows everything that's wrong with me. Well, it doesn't know everything. Anyway, so I start down this list. Hypertension. That's right, high blood pressure, no biggie. Mixed hyperlipidemia. Can someone tell me what that is? I don't know. Epilepsy, of course. Obesity. Left inguinal hernia. Panic disorder. Fatty liver. That's just, can't they find a nicer way to say that? So there's this next one that I almost wrote, and I was like, I'll spare you the details of that one. And finally, my most recent medical diagnosis, type 2 diabetes. Diabetes. And then this program has the audacity to ask me if I want to add any more. It's like, don't you think there's enough, my chart? But you know what? You know who never dealt with my chart? Simon Peter's mother-in-law. That's right. Simon Peter's mother-in-law. You know what? I thought about this as I was writing this. Jesus, he was Jewish, right? Simon Peter, we also know he was Jewish. And you know what that means about Simon Peter's mother-in-law? She was probably very likely Jewish. So guess what? This is an in-network healing. No laughs! That's funny! Gosh, they didn't laugh over there either. I guess I got to work on my jokes. So it's not like one of those out-of-network Gentile healings that insurance didn't cover. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you. So, to get very serious about this, I have always struggled with healing narratives in Scripture, right? And this one counts as one of those. And it's not because I don't believe healing narratives. I mean, I believe in that Jesus performed miracles. I kind of have to, don't I? It's sort of part of the core of the Christian belief, isn't it? So our core belief is that Jesus was crucified, right? We're on the same page so far. All right, he died. He was dead, as in very, very dead, dead, dead. He was dead for 3 days, and then on the third day he rose. He was resurrected. He defeated death. He defeated the devil. He defeated sin. He defeated all of the empty promises of sin and the devil. And this is what gives us hope. This is what allows us to live on in this world for the in the here and the now, and what gives us hope of the world to come. So if I believe that Jesus didn't even bother to stay dead when he was crucified, then I certainly believe that Jesus could walk in to the house of Simon Peter, grab his mother-in-law's hand, pick her up, and make her well. Right? Make her immediately cured of her illnesses. I struggle with this narrative, though, not because I don't believe it. I struggle with it because it seems so distant from how we experience healing. So that bulleted list of all of my health issues, right? I don't want to go to the doctor tomorrow. I got another appointment Wednesday. I don't want to go to that one either. I just want Jesus to take my hand and to lift me up like he did Simon Peter's mother-in-law, and I want all of these things to go away. And I see heads nodding. I don't want any more hyperlipidemia because it sounds bad. I don't want any more fatty liver because that just sounds mean. And I don't want to control my high blood pressure and my diabetes with diet and exercise, because if I liked eating right, I liked exercising, I wouldn't have diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity in the first place. Okay? And then there's the disease that at times cripples me, right? Cripples me with panic and anxiety. The disease that has given me that panic disorder, epilepsy. My fear of having a seizure. So I think it's fair for me to say, Jesus, take my hand, cast out these diseases, these health issues from my body. Take my hand and just make me whole. What we want, isn't it? Wholeness? So I guess when I read healing narratives like the one today, maybe I struggle with it because I'm just jealous. Right? Because I long for that instant healing, that instant wellness, that instant wholeness. And I can pretty confidently say that you do too. We all have our own health issues. We all have those aches and pains, for sure. I know this because that's what old people have, and I look around, and that's where I see old people. There's a couple little ones. Anyway. We are aging, right? And as we age, we can feel our bodies aging. We get one joint replaced. And after that heals up, then we're like, oh, maybe that one needs replaced too. And some of us struggle standing, walking even, doing all the things we used to do with ease that used to give us joy and purpose and meaning, and it just gets harder. Maybe it's harder for you to hear, which for you is probably a good thing because you turned down those hearing aids and then you can't hear me. Or maybe your eyesight, it starts to fade. You lose the ability to drive, the ability to even care for yourself. And you start asking, is this even a life worth living? We have hearts that don't work right. We need bypasses and new valves. Some of us, I know for a fact, in this room have had cancer, right? Cancer. And after months, even years of difficult and painful treatment, experience the joy of remission. I am fortunate enough to never have had cancer, but I have a feeling that even in remission, there's still just a little bit of fear that it will return. Sometimes it does. And then there are those who never experience the joy of that remission. Someone who does experience that remission and then relapse and remission and relapse until there is no more remission. Some of us struggle with lifelong diseases that never go away. Autoimmune diseases, heart diseases, mental illness that's both diagnosed and undiagnosed, treated and untreated. We have anxiety and panic. We have addictions. And every one of these diseases has the potential to cut lives short. And despite all the medical advances, and you look around on the horizon and you see giant hospitals and billion-dollar medical facilities everywhere. And even then, sometimes healing just never comes. We don't get our miracle. And death, it comes too soon for us. Or, sometimes even worse, for our loved ones, for our friends. So when I read about Jesus healing Simon Peter's mother-in-law, I can't help but wonder, where is my good news in this story today? Where is the good news for me? Where is the good news for you who have experienced all of those things that I just talked about? Is there any good news in there for this? Because this story and others like it, it can't be meant to punch us in the gut every time we read it as a remembrance of the healing that we have longed for or the healing that we have prayed for over and over and over again for our loved ones that they never received. Even though we prayed, we did everything we were supposed to do. Still, they didn't make it. Where is this good news for us? And I think it comes in this. Jesus took her by the hand and lifted her up. So there was a moment when Jesus came to Simon's mother-in-law. He took her by the hand and he lifted her up. Even before she could perceive that the fever had left her body, I ask you, how do you think she felt in that moment when Jesus touched her hand? How did she experience this? And I don't think we have to imagine very hard. I think we have all felt this, right? I have a child over here. Are you paying attention? Are you ever sick? Do you ever get sick? When you get sick, what do you want? Who do you want more than anyone in the world? Your grandma. Your grandma. Why? Tell me why. Tell me why. Why do you want your grandma? How does your grandma make you feel when you're sick? Better? Does she make you feel safe? Feel safe when you're with your grandma? Comfortable? From our youngest of ages, right? From our youngest of ages, we long, when we don't feel well, when we are sick, when we are ill, we long to be with that person that we love. The parent, mom, it's usually the mom, every once in a while it's the dad, but usually not. Our grandparent, grandma, because they make us feel safe. They make us feel loved. And as we age, this does not change. We all long to feel safe. We all long to feel loved. We all long to feel peace. When we're sick in pain or suffering, we cling to these childhood instincts, no matter how old we get. And sometimes that peace comes in the form of a well-timed hug, or it's someone reaching their hands across the table and taking our hands and theirs. Sometimes it's a hospital visit, someone just showing up, someone giving us a phone call, or in this day and age, even a text message. Not Facebook, though. A person sitting beside us in our hospital bed. Is it a person coming with us to chemo treatments and just sitting there with us. Before the fever left Simon's mother-in-law, as Jesus came to her, was with her, as he took her hand, she would have felt, even before she felt the healing, she would have felt some sense of love, some sense of safety, some sense of peace, just in the touch of Jesus' hand. There is a Hebrew word for this feeling. Anybody know what it is? You don't know many Hebrew words, neither do I, but I bet you know this one. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom, when we think of it most basically, is peace, right? But shalom is much more than peace. Shalom is safety, it's well-being, it's contentment, it's health, it's completeness. Most importantly, what we long for more than anything else is wholeness. Shalom is wholeness. A wholeness that comes not from being physically whole, as in perfect health or even in good health, but there is a wholeness that we can experience. There is a wholeness that we can experience through Jesus Christ, the great physician. The one and only one through whom we have real, actual hope in this world, I would argue. And it is our hope in this Jesus, the same Jesus that healed Simon's mother-in-law, that even when we stand in a place of brokenness, of sickness, of incurable, debilitating disease, even when we stare down into the abyss of death, our hope is in the saving power of Jesus, that he is our source of healing, our source of wholeness, our source of wellness, our source of shalom. Second here. And I know that this might sound crazy. You might be saying, you know what, Sean? That's all really nice and good. I just want to be well. I want to be fixed. I want to be cured. I want to be healed. But I would say to you that even when we're not, we can still experience this wholeness. And it sounds crazy, but I know that it's possible because I've seen it. Not often, but I've seen it. I think I've talked about him before here, but I will again. His name is Andy Kaler. He was a beloved friend. He was a beloved husband. He was a beloved father. He had a warm smile. He was a goofball. He always had a joke. And when Andrea and I first moved up to Sandusky and started attending church at St. Paul, he was one of the first to welcome us there. And he is a man who had an outsized influence on my faith. And in his mid-60s, he got pancreatic cancer. That's never good. And within 5 months, he was gone. Just gone. Far too soon. And for almost a year, my faith was completely and utterly crushed and destroyed. I went to church, but I went through the motions. I didn't want to be there. I was getting nothing out of it. I went, but my faith was destroyed. And I think the only thing that allowed that faith to ever build back up was in reflecting on Andy's faith. You see, do you know whose faith wasn't crushed by pancreatic cancer? Whose faith never, not once, even wavered. Andy's. This is what he always would say. He said, it is a win-win. If I beat cancer, well, I get to stay here. I get to enjoy time on this earth with my family and my friends and my loved ones. And if I stay here on this earth, I would have defeated this pancreatic cancer, this cancer that comes with insurmountable odds, most certainly by any definition a win. But that other win is much harder to understand, isn't it? Much harder to understand. But Andy, he understood that other win. If he died, Andy knew this. Andy knew this from the Apostle Paul. And there's a reason you hear this read at many funerals. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? That's right. Because of Jesus Christ, death is no longer victorious. Even in death, Andy won. But not because of what he did, because of what Jesus did. And Andy understood that probably better than anyone I have ever met in my entire life. And what I want more than anything for me and for all of you is to gain that understanding, to gain that faith, because there is so much comfort and wholeness and shalom in a faith like that. Because even as cancer was ravaging his body, even as death darkened his door and he knew it, Andy was whole. Andy was content. Andy was at peace. Andy felt shalom. Because he knew that Jesus Christ, through his life, death, and resurrection, had defeated death once and for all. Jesus defeated death for Andy. He defeated death for Kevin and Mike and Carl. He defeated death for all of us. Even those who never received that healing that they prayed for. Even those who we prayed for and they never received that healing. Jesus defeated death for them. So my prayer for us this day is that we, like Andy, experience the peace and the wholeness and the shalom of Jesus' guiding hand, even when, especially when, we don't get that healing miracle for which we pray. For I, like the Apostle Paul, like Andy Kaler, like I hope you are, am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And for that I say, thanks be to God. Amen.
ask you now to join me in professing what we believe using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Like last week, I'm going to try this again. Are there any prayers that you would like to raise that we can include in our intercessions today?
The Biddle family.
The Biddle family. Say that again. Wes Goble.
Russ
Goble. And my aunt, who's having surgery tomorrow, Karen. As we celebrate Christ embodied in human form, we pray for God's blessing on the church, the world, and all of creation.
Everlasting God, you bring your healing power to the church. Be with First Lutheran and St. Paul and North Robinson as we, your churches and your people, together explore new partnership opportunities, while we pray that partnerships from the past may someday be renewed. Give your church a spirit of unity and prayer that we discern your way for us in this world. God of grace,
receive our prayer. God without equal, your steadfast love endures forever. Bring the leaders, elected officials, and peacekeepers of our towns and countries into understanding and unity. Today, we especially lift the Qatari officials at the center of negotiations between Israel and Hamas, and all who are assisting in bringing peace to this region, that fighting might end and hostages and prisoners might be returned to their families. Guide them to serve with compassion and understanding and all wars throughout the world. God of grace,
receive our prayer. Creator of the ends of the earth, you make the grass grow and send rain for the soil. Bring your creation into harmony and balance. Subdue rains where there is too much, and where there is drought, open the heavens. We pray for our partner churches and its people in Tanzania, that the rainy season leads to a bountiful harvest. Give animals their food and provide shelter for your people. Inspire us to honor and the miraculous beauty of all you have made. God of grace,
receive our prayer. God who strengthens, you lift up with your hand any who are suffering. Heal those who are brokenhearted and strengthen the weak and all in need, especially Pastor Tim, Ken, Barb, Peggy, Carol, Ed, Sally, Paul, Marianne, Dwayne, Caleb, Nancy, Jim, Karen, Marcella, Karen, Sandy, Deb, Bill, Linda, Wilma, the Biddle family, Carl, Clint, the Russ Goble family, Karen, and those that we name either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
God who gives power to the faint, you know that is in our shared stories of joy and sorrow, triumph and suffering, miraculous and mundane, that bind us together as your people. Embolden us to share the faith stories of what God has done in our lives. Open us to receive the unique ways God is at work in your people, especially those whose perspectives challenge our own. remind us that we all are your beloved children. God of grace,
receive our prayer. God, we raise our thanksgiving to you this day for the sunshine in the middle of the winter. We raise our thanksgiving to you for healing, for the healing that you have given to us, for the wholeness that you have given to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. We especially raise Cindy and all of those who have walked alongside her to help heal her anxiety. God of grace, knowing the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, we offer these prayers and the silent prayers of our hearts in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Sometimes I need the words. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of God's peace with one another. Doug, peace to you. Peace to you. Hey, thank you for helping me out. You saved me in my sermon. It was going to be terrible if you didn't help. Peace. 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 We continue worship with our gifts and our offerings.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, Holy One, for all good things come from you. In bread and cup you open heaven to us. Meet us at this table, that we receive what we seek and follow your Son, Jesus Christ. Let all God's people say, Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. And by the leading of the star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him to be your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory, O God. And so, with all the choirs of angels, and with all the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name, and join their unending hymn.
Thank you.
beginning and the end, the giver of life. Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. And blessed are you for your son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks. He broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks. He gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. With this bread and this cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection, and we look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your spirit. Come among us and bless this meal, the bread and the wine. Make your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver
us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This is a table of healing. It is a table of wholeness. It is a table of oneness. It is a table where all are welcome. It is a place where heaven and earth are joined as one. So come and see the goodness of the Lord and experience this goodness at this table. Body of Christ broken for you.
Giver of every gift, Christ's body is our food, and we are Christ's body. Raise us to life by your power, for the benefit of all, and to your glory, now and forever. Amen.
It's full, but that doesn't mean you can't show up and one, eat, or two, help. So that is Wednesday at 5 p.m. Is that this Wednesday?
No, next Wednesday.
That's next Wednesday. Don't mind me.
Don't show up this Wednesday. Show up next Wednesday. But you. It's on Valentine's Day. We have a steak and lobster. Is that right? Surf and turf? All right. Just kidding. Yeah. Also, Ohio Heartland Community Action Commission, that's a mouthful, is helping with free tax preparation. Please check out your bulletin for information on that. If you don't need help with your taxes, but you know someone who might, please pass that information along to them. It's also posted on our Facebook page. Please share that with them if you think that you know someone who might be in need of that. Prayer Shawl meets this Tuesday, Thursday. This Thursday, I think I have that right, we have a committee fellowship at 5:30, followed by committee meetings at 6. If you're not on a committee, why not? Show up at 6 p.m. for committee meetings. 7 p.m. is council. So please join us if you are involved in any of that. We had some gatherings this week. Yes.
The prayer shawl is the prayer shawl outreach.
Oh, that's the prayer shawl outreach. Yes. That is over yonder at Mill Creek. Okay. So, yeah, don't show up here for that. Show up at Mill Creek for that. So on Wednesday of this past week, several of you here were involved in a conversation that we had with St. Paul of North Robinson. I think pretty good conversations. Would you both agree? I don't know who else was there, but anyway, Marty. Yeah? Pretty good conversations. A good start. We have gotten really creative and decided to call it a Lutheran partnership. A Lutheran partnership. So we will be, please hold us in your prayers. Please hold this partnership in our prayers. And again, as we mentioned in the intercessory prayers, please hold former partnership, past partnerships in your prayers that someday wholeness may be made amongst those relationships as well. The big thing that came out of that first set of meetings is on the back of your bulletin with Lenten services. So we will be gathering also on Valentine's Day out at St. Paul for Ash Wednesday. That's right. We'll smear ashes on your forehead and it's going to be great. So Ash Wednesday, and then following that, we will be having every Wednesday after that until Holy Week. We will be having Wednesday evening Lenten services. Those will also be out at St. Paul. And then on Maundy Thursday, during Holy Week, we will gather here. And I will wash your dirty, disgusting feet. Bringing back feet washing. So. And then on Friday, we will have a Good Friday worship service here. So, any questions, any comments, any anythings? Any other announcements? The only other announcement that I have is I will not be here in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, Katie... Well, it will be her last service with us, if you did not hear that. So Katie, unfortunately, has been called into service at St. Paul in Upper Sandusky. So she was originally trained she learned how to play the organ because she was going to eventually take over out there. We expected it would be a little longer, unfortunately, due to some Katie will have to take over there sooner than expected. So the good news, though, is you know her replacement, Adam Jarvis. He will be joining us every week, so which is wonderful. And he even said he'd be willing to dabble on the organ just a bit. So he made no promises, but he said he'd be willing to do it. Anyway, so we thank Katie. for the time she has spent with us, and we wish her well over at St. Paul, where we know that she will continue to make great music as we praise the Lord through that music. And with that, the sending hymn, once we do it, we're going to sing through that twice. But before that, please stand for a blessing. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you now and forever. Amen. Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. That was quicker than I thought, so we're only going to sing it once. Jesus Christ takes on... Oh, wait, there's an amen. Do that thing. Sorry. Jesus Christ takes on our infirmities, our illnesses, our pain and suffering, and even makes us whole.
And now go in peace. Serve those in need of healing.
Thanks be to God.